Is now Danny upstairs? Did he go home?
Yeah, he took off. He's going to go look at M&M and something like that.
This is 3 quotes on the fire sprinkler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the inspection part of it.
Right.
Okay. All right.
And so...
we called to order? Did he call to order?
Calls to order.
Okay.
And so anyway, I need to get going on that.
For the inspection.
For the inspection and that, so we can get it done.
Now, Cintas, I know obviously Cintas is considerably lower.
Yes.
But they're, is there a contract that they have to give us? What is it?
Yeah, it'll be something that we'll have to sign.
Okay, well, what we need to do is have that contract so Bob can review it before we can vote on it. But I mean, based off of our lowest bid, Cintas would be the lowest bid, so we need to see what paperwork.
All right.
So Bob can do it, and then we can make it contingent. I know Bob doesn't like contingent motions. What do you want to do about it, Chuck?
Yeah, I don't.
Just accept it contingent on the contract approval? That way she doesn't have to come back before us.
Yep.
But in the future, if you would get him the copy of the contract first, that way we can vote it, because he doesn't like us doing it this way. We will this time because of the time.
Okay.
I'll move that we accept Cintas as a sprinkler inspection company for the judicial facility, being the lowest bid at $2,040.
Second. And they are doing both the backflow and the fire alarm?
They are, and the sprinkler. And I also need to...
Oh, and the sprinkler, I see.
Yes. And I also need to tell you that there's going to be overtime on that because we'll all have to stay.
For you guys, one of you guys?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Right, that was contingent on contract.
Contingent on Mr. Paulson reviewing the contract.
Okay. When are you thinking about having him do it?
That was contingent. How soon? Soon.
How soon? As soon as we can.
Okay.
It's due.
We'll get a contract to Bob, and he'll review it as fast as possible.
Okay. Next is John Hooker had came to me a while back and said that the sewer office at F Highway needs some work on it, and it's going to cost about $400. So I need to get that okay.
Okay.
Fine with me. Fine with you. What was it? I remember you telling me what it was.
Yes.
Was it a...
It's some fascia.
Fascia, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
Yep. Okay. $400, you bet.
Okay, in the old jail kitchen, there's this old griddle in there. And I was wondering if we can get rid of that.
The what?
Griddle that doesn't work in the old jail kitchen. And I was wondering if we can dispose of that.
Have we checked about getting it repaired, or we just need to try to sell it, or what are you thinking?
It's all, the top of it's all corroded. I don't think anybody could ever use that.
Well, then I say get rid of it. Chuck, what do you think?
I reckon.
I do, too.
And also on that note, there's a freezer and a refrigerator in there, and I was going to ask if we could maybe put that into auction.
Sure.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, put the griddle in there.
Okay.
Just that way, if it's $5, some of them you want it for parts. I don't know.
Okay.
Might give that much for the steel in there.
Yeah, they might.
I talked to Mike Smith finally about the kitchen hood sprinklers.
Yes.
He said that someone's coming down to do a walkthrough before the warranty expires September the 22nd, and he said that they will get that fixed.
Okay. Can you also put on that list,
mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a total walkthrough of the entire building, correct?
This is just in the kitchen.
Just in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to do a walkthrough in the whole building, yes.
The walkthrough in the whole building, you know, obviously that, the showers.
Yes.
We got to get a solution for that, obviously. I know you've had multiple emails to us about it being slick and all that. Maybe, would you make sure that's on the list?
I will.
The other thing is, I'll just go ahead and breach the subject now publicly, so that way I'll get the hate mail later. I'd like to get rid of a lot of the streetlights we have out there, Chuck. They're costing us $1,700 a month to operate, and we really don't need that many. And if we were going to sell them, I'd sell the extra ones in the auction. We have extras. I mean, and they're very costly, very, very costly to operate.
What are you thinking? Just take them out and put a... plant or something. Mm-hmm.
But the reason I brought that up is because they were wired in groups of six. I don't know if that was part of the plans or not. But my original plan was to turn every other one off, or you know, or put them on a cycle where we're rotating them. But the problem is they're grouped in six, and I don't know if that was part of the plan or not, the original plan. And if it wasn't, I'd have them rewire them individually. But I guess the first question is, are you open to removing some of those? By theory?
You're talking like down at the sheriff's department where they're real close together? Not up here.
Well, I'd have to see how they're spaced out, but they get...
Don't you, when you get down about the sheriff's department, they get real close together?
They do, and we can actually turn off breakers to just keep them off.
Are they individually breakered? I thought they were groups of six.
There are some of them that are... Well, there's... You could turn a breaker off for like a group of six, and then another six is on one breaker.
Well, the reason I said that is that we got phone calls when they were off. Because people said, well, they're burned out.
Right.
And so if they're removed, we would stop those phone calls.
Right.
Well, what never made sense to me was you go down so far.
And then the spacing.
They're wide spacing, and then you get to a point, and they get real close together. And if we took out the middle one, so to speak, mm-hmm. and it looked right, I'd think that'd be a reasonable thing to consider.
Is there a way you can kind of somehow put some caution tape on the ones you'd like to remove and let us know, and we'll go through and look at them?
Sure.
I mean, that's something obviously we want to make sure that all three commissioners are here. But it just seems like we're paying a lot of utilities for a feature that...
Frankly, since you got it on the table, it doesn't even look right.
No.
For them to be
aesthetically, they're spaced.
They go to another space.
Right. And I know we've got some in storage. We'd like to go. We had two extras, I think.
Right.
Now, if we go that route, instead of selling them, we might turn them over to the city and let them put them up someplace.
Downtown, you mean? Along the street? I'd be open to that, too. They just put them out. They could dress up the whole area. It's pretty nice. I mean, I'm open to it. But if you would at least mark those...
You're saying we've got some that aren't even installed, extras.
Yeah, we have two extras that were in the annex just sitting there.
Yeah.
I think there's at least two. It may be more than that.
Yeah, I think all I seen was two.
Yeah.
So, okay, the next thing is the 110 hookup for the fryer. I talked to Mike about that. He said what happened on that was that he had gave a quote from Walton to the commissioners, and it got tabled. So now I guess what I'm asking is if I can have Phil to hook up that 110 for the fryer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's also an emergency management came to me and asked me if Phil could put some more outlets in their office.
And can I have this paper?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so I needed to get that okay.
Move what now? The electric
new outlets and the emergency.
Sure.
They don't have enough.
Yeah. Could you also make a note for Phil? As we make a note, but we can do that now. We're getting ready to demo a wall out of the clerk's office.
Yes.
And that wall has, I think, three outlets that will need to be, if nothing else, turned off until we demo, and then we'll see where they get if they get rerouted or not from a circuit breaker.
That was one of my questions that I had to you, was that they're going to have to put one up in the ceiling.
Go ahead and move that one up there. Okay. for the computer rack. Chuck, what they did is that the rack was below ceiling. It doesn't need to be. They moved it up in the ceiling.
Right.
But that wall is the one that has the...
The next thing is I need to order two new vacuums, and they're going to come out of my equipment budget, which I have $1,375 in, and these vacuums are $412.50. They're commercial vacuums.
Are you going to phone bid those, or how are you going to do those? Are they the state contract?
I don't, because I just order them from Pippin, and they're my one that, they're my bid, you know.
Your sole source?
Yes, Yes.
So they're off your sole source bid that we approved earlier this year.
Right.
What do you think, Chuck?
It's fine with me. Seemed like somebody had mentioned.
Yes, we usually get them.
Tried something different. Since
we usually get them from Hilliard, and them vacuums are $700 and some. So I did find these for $400.
Oh, so this is a different
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? I think it makes a lot of difference. What brands are they?
They're Clark.
Okay.
Okay.
I know Clark. Over in Springdale, Arkansas, they're assembled.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. They're actually a Swedish company, by the way, if you're just FYI.
Huh.
Yeah.
But they're built in Arkansas.
They build them in Springdale, Arkansas, by the airport. FYI, those listening in.
I have one more thing. Scott and I need to come in one weekend and wax over there at the new facility. Whenever the kids done Brenda's... moved Brenda's stuff into that shelf space. They scratched the floor up, so we need to come in and re-wax that. And it's down by Juvenile.
Is it after hours? Is that what you're asking?
It'll be on a weekend. It'll be on a Saturday.
Got to take care of it.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
Hang on, I got...
Oh, we got some for you now.
Okay.
You got a pen over there?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay, you brought me this the other day on the nozzles.
Yes.
The fryer griddle nozzles. Is that resolved?
That's resolved. That's the sprinkler system that they're going to fix.
Okay. And then you gave me a bunch of info on having a fire inspection.
Yes.
Have we got that lined out?
We've got it lined out.
Okay.
That
was that.
Yeah. What the question was, I think I asked you the same question, is why are we required this? And I don't think we budgeted it or anything like that. And go ahead.
What I was going to say before I forgot is we have to remember these fire inspections and elevator maintenance in our budget because we are going to go over on this.
Right, and as the department head, you need to make sure you bring that to Rick's attention or in your contract line items, because you should have got your budget emailed to you.
I did, and I've already got it filled
in there. Okay, as long as you've got those in there. But I've mentioned to Rick, and if you would make sure that you put the appropriate amount, because obviously we're going to have downstairs added to the inspection list and the annex.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and Chuck, did you understand why we had to have all these tests? I know I gave you a bunch of information.
I visited with Nick Smith when he called the other day, and I mean, it was initiated by the fire department, right?
Right.
Came to you and said that we need to do it.
Right. It's the city of Forsyth, their code. And when I talked to the fire Chief Nathan.
Yes.
He said, I can't have one people doing this and you not doing it. And I said, well, we have never done this for this building over here. And he said it should have been done. And he said another reason for that over there is because we're a number one liability, which means we have the jail.
Right.
And it's a big liability. So... I just wanted to make sure that you were clear on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if we'd be wise to talk to our insurance company about liability of such things.
We got some blanket. I mean, you're talking about for jail?
Well, not insurance coverage, but as far as just being wise at what kind of systems like this we need to be inspecting and what does need. Are there some that don't need?
I know that Tim Connell is going to be bringing in another attorney for us to talk about soon. About he wants to do a departmental inspection on stuff by department. He was talking about the middle of September.
I might add on this, it's a lot of responsibility, but the fire chief or whatever you want to call him, did say that one person could go and get certified to do this stuff.
Ourselves.
And but it's a lot of, that person is liable for anything that happens, and if the equipment does fail, it comes back on that person. but it's something that you can think about. It might save us some money if, like...
It might, but then the liability risk, I don't know if it's worth it for me.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Very good.
Right,
oh, you got something.
I got something.
Yes.
The mountain, the hillside.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The hillside. We need to clean it up again.
Okay.
Is that something you guys did before, or is it Road and Bridge?
Road and Bridge did that.
Was it my understanding that you got a bid for $7,500 on the sprinkler system,
it
for
was.
The water sprinkler?
It was.
Would you get with Linda, and let's go ahead and get a formal bid together.
Okay.
And see what the best bid's going to be.
Okay.
Since it came in so high, because I think we all want that thing finished, but without water, it's just going to die in the summer months.
Right.
And this is the time to plant and be prepared, don't you think?
$7,500 was just kind of a phone quote.
Yeah.
They came out, did a physical visit and all that.
Elite
landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole hillside?
The whole hillside, to be able to sprinkle the whole hillside for vegetation.
Hmm.
So, might as well get it worth getting a bid.
Fine.
Okay.
So if you would work with Linda to get that thing written up and... We may still not do it, but we got to at least get it.
And what's the latest thought as far as grass or?
The last thought was a non-mowing surface, so like an ivy or a vinca or something that maybe flowers in the spring. But if it's watered, it'll grow great. I just think we don't want to get mowers up on that hillside. It's too dangerous.
Yeah.
That's the thought that, you know, after talking to Renee and then talking to, I mentioned to Brenda Neal a little bit, she of her master gardening and all that. And, I mean, first thing we gotta do is make sure we have water. But, I mean, there's some areas we can mow down below, but I think we just need to get something on there.
Yeah.
But the conversation was put the landscaping tarp down, poke holes for all the 1,100 plants or 1,000 plants on the hillside. And,
I think that bottom, though, the bottom part that's kind of level, that we should put some sod in there, because that way you can kind of take care of it
right.
Growing on the road.
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, once we get the irrigation, I think on the hillside we can try to mow as much and sod what
right.
we need to and clean it all up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'd like to see it done this fall, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's all I had was on that hill. I know Danny wants it cleaned up, but I'll get with Frank to make sure we get it on the list to get it cleaned up. Would you mind getting with Frank?
Sure, I will.
Just get with Frank and just say, just like he did last time, they cleaned it all up and dressed it up. And that way, in the time being, while we're getting the irrigation bids, at least it looks better, because we're starting to get a little bit of complaints.
Right. I do have one more thing. I'm sorry. We've been trying to clean up the building, and we've been doing some painting. And I had mentioned this before, and I think Danny's the one that said that maybe get a bid on someone painting. But I did get a bid, and it's high. And so I thought that we could paint it ourselves, and we could just get a lift for the parts excuse me, that we can't reach, and it's only $90 a day.
Okay.
So.
Because there's some areas that paint's chipping off and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they fix that fascia downstairs on the back side?
No, Biggs is going to fix that.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Oh, Renee, I got one more thing.
Yes.
Trash dumpster.
Yes.
We've located it, and
yes.
You called Missouri One Call or whatever.
Empire District called and
okay.
said that was fine. There was no electric there.
Okay, so it's back on our crew to build, and they're
right,
out.
I should probably get on that too tomorrow.
Okay,
hopefully.
And then what the conversation I had with Renee was, where the trash can at the dumpster is now, we could create two more parking spots there. So since we're all short on parking.
So we're talking about moving it where then?
To the left, just before you get into the parking garage on the right, where the picnic table was?
Where it used to be, Chuck.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're going to put it.
And they can still get in there?
At
straight
an
shot.
Angle.
Uh-huh. And it's closer to a parking lot drain, so they don't have to wash it out as much,
yeah.
And it's away from those doors. And we can dress the fence up a little nicer. And
right.
It doesn't have to be a 6-foot ugly fence. It can just be a 4.5-foot fence, and it'll cover it up just fine.
Sounds good.
and then we can create two spots. So when we're ready, then maybe we can get two more parking
right,
slots out
yeah,
of there.
Yeah, because we can stripe that.
Good. Okay, that was it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you're ready to meet with Brenda Neal sometime, right?
I was going to email her the, yeah, we can meet with her anytime you want, but the mail clerk duties. Remember we talked about doing that?
And she wants to talk to us about the crash. The employee had an accident.
But it's a state employee.
No.
Okay.
She still wants to talk to us.
Sure. Put her on.
That's all right. I'll just get Nikki to call her.
That's fine.
Out of time.
I'm trying to think here. Tomorrow? No, something's going on tomorrow. Are you out tomorrow?
I'm out from 11 to 2. But I'm good before or after.
Well, I'm pretty full before. Don't we have a 7:30 tomorrow morning? That's what I thought.
We got 7:30?
Yeah. Did you not get that? It wasn't on my schedule either, but I remember that it got posted.
No, sir, I didn't get that.
They called me... they called me Friday. They being the office. And... Stephanie was trying to work on behalf of the health department, trying to get the vehicle resolved so that the transition could be complete. And they didn't want to wait till Friday. Someone didn't. So
right.
Danny wanted to post it on Tuesday morning, but the question is, can you do that?
Well, how about I just call in?
That'd be fine, too. I can just tell you that I asked Dan. I didn't ask Danny. The ladies were supposed to ask Danny if he had a VIN number of the vehicle, what we're trying to swap it to.
And I'm thinking, I called about that, and I'm thinking the one that they'd want to swap for has got an issue, like a transmission.
Oh, really? So we got to pay another one then?
No, there's only one left.
Okay.
And the mechanic.
And it's got a transmission issue.
And it's got some kind of a problem. That's a couple of $1,000 to fix.
Okay.
Or $1,500 or something. And they were guessing that the one they've got, it's leaking water.
Cracked head.
Sounds like it might have a cracked head or something. It costs lots more, and so...
They're saying go to the transmission one versus...
I don't have that number in my head, but I'm quite sure the one that... We were talking about trading with them. It's going to have to be worked on before it's usable.
Well, when you call in tomorrow, I guess we'll talk about...
Yeah, and I'll call it.
You just call in at the upstairs and they'll transfer us down here.
Okay.
That's how I had to do that one time. And then we got MoDOT tomorrow here. Do you have that? What time is the MoDOT thing? From 9:30 to 10:30, is that right?
9:30 to 10:30 is
what I show. It says Hollister Shop over here.
Hollister Shop being the building we're trying to get out of that.
Okay. And then Spencer starts at 10:45, right?
I chose 10:30, but that's close enough.
Is it 10:30?
10:30.
To 11:15. What do you got, 10:30 to what?
It just says 10:30, and then the next one's 12:30, Sewer Board.
Must be 11:30. He usually blocks an hour. No, it can't be 11:30. Okay.
My meeting over in Branson starts 11:30, so...
You need to be done by 11 anyway.
Yeah. You all continue if you're jabbering anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So for Brenda Neal, it'd have to be Thursday. No? Goodness gracious, Friday. Friday morning. She could be 9:30 or 9:15 or Friday morning. You, but you can have Nikki do that. I'll tell Nick. I'll send her a note real fast. Okay.
We've got transfer station at 9:30, according to this.
She just told me that.
Whenever she can get her.
Yeah, that's right. 10 o'clock. She's going to set up for 10.
Park budget approval. Can you add that to it?
I sure can.
Got a call from them. I haven't had a meeting for 3 months, and Ronnie Melton's wanting to get something approved.
What are you going to title Brenda Neal's meeting? The crash in postage? The crash on the way to mail?
Accident in postage might be. So where did we leave our floor looking at that deal?
I just got a note. They're going to have to, we left it, we weren't going to approve it because they were concerned that there's too many people who are going to bid on it, which, knowing what the work that Nikki and Linda went through, they already called everybody, but they'll have to bid it. That means the IS wouldn't get completed till the end of September because it's 15 days to post it and all that, so, because that's the, we can't do, after the flooring, then we can put the computer stuff back. So,
well, I was sure leaning into what Rick said about...
Just approve them.
Do it.
Well, I,
without going through the bid, it's going to cost us...
Well, the individual item...
will cost us more money, but...
It's time, I mean...
The computer's going to be out for another 2 weeks at least.
2 weeks, if we do it, just do it, it's just 2 weeks. If we go 4 weeks, I mean, we're going to wait 2 weeks just to do the bid.
He never said nothing to Bob. He wasn't in there when we were talking about that, I don't think.
No, I mean, once again...
He can't say that you can do it anyway.
Well, who's... The individual project, though, is... The individual... I mean, it's not like we did anything... I mean, they've called everybody. They called tons of people. They have samples, and I'm good to approve it if you are, but... I don't see why we wouldn't do it that way.
And it's just the flooring is her.
We have to do flooring and sprinkler. Otherwise, if we
oh yeah, that's right.
If we bid one, we might as well bid both. Hold on, I'm going to send a note. I'm going to send a note, have Linda come back over here.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Superior Floor?
Only reason I got to know them is... When we bid out, when Linda did phone bids for the annex, they came in lowest price and did a phenomenal job, conscientious job, because the floors were uneven over there, and they added an extra day just to make the floors level so that their work would be good. And the work that they've done is I've been very impressed with them, Miss Linda.
Wow, that's quick.
I'm telling you, when you ask Nikki something, she'll. Get him over here running. So tell me, I got a note from Nikki saying the sprinkler system company is in process of getting them added to the state contract.
That's correct. And they've already been in the process, so he says he should be able to get back with me tomorrow on that, on how I can link to that.
Did you call CentOS regarding sprinkler systems?
Yes. The one at the annex, we do not have to test for another year.
Do they only do testing or do they do install also?
No, they, yes. Yes, maybe they do. I'm not sure. I'll have to check into that.
Okay. But you did the three bids.
Right.
And on the flooring, you had, I mean, just because I've been more involved with the day-to-day of flooring stuff, you got other flooring bids from traditional right. industrial tile to carpet, but when it was decided to go to a vinyl plank, those were only the three bids we could get. I mean, Home Depot is one of them too.
Right.
But it was much more than that.
Right. That's correct.
Well, the thought was, Rick Finley had said something about just, he didn't say it, but document everything extremely well and just do it. But that was his idea, and I was just talking about it, thinking about it.
Well, I'm just trying to get them back to their home.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We're paying storage containers by the month mm-hmm. that we've got stuff in that we can't get them set back up.
Right. And I've checked into the bid. I've been working on it all afternoon. It will be the earliest I could get in the paper would be Saturday. Therefore, we would not be able to open bids until the 21st. By the time you guys accept one, and we order, we could be looking at early October before receiving the flooring.
And you feel like you've covered everybody as far as getting prices?
I really do. And Superior was a wonderful price.
I hate to do it without Dan here, but
I move that we accept the Superior flooring bid for the ITIS offices.
I'll second it. And ask you to document everything you've done extremely well and send Nikki a copy. Or
everything, something. Everybody you called regarding flooring and said, when we decided on a wood plank, you said no bid or whatever the price was going to be.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hold on, we're not done. Oh. Let's vote on that.
I wonder if makes any difference in thinking Bob like if we ought to throw something in there about recognizing that we're over the 4,500, but because of X, Y, and Z containers,
I mean,
out of pocket, or should we just leave it alone? Okay, let's leave it
alone. Aye. Now, sprinkler system.
You thinking that they're going to work out something where it'll be
on the cooperative bid to where we can just
meet the state bid tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he'll have me the information by tomorrow.
Whether you can or you can't.
He said they had already signed up. It's just a matter of whether it's posted yet or not is what he's looking to see.
Well, I'd say let's table it till tomorrow and see what you got, or do you want to just go ahead?
Let's go ahead and do it. They're going to be going in. Who was it? Simplex?
Simplex
Grinnell. I move that Simplex Grinnell is awarded the sprinkler installation downstairs in the IT IS offices, so we won't delay the. That's it, just leave it at that.
Second.
Aye.
Motion carries. Teach and believe us alone.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Can you rehash the bid for Donna Neely's office? On the carpet, we are going to be tearing the wall out pretty soon, like really soon. And the carpet's, we had a bid to replace the carpet. I don't know if I brought this up to you last week or not. I may have.
You did, yes.
And you were going to revisit to make sure that all the rooms were included.
That's correct.
Okay, so you're working on that?
Uh-huh, I was fixing to go down and visit her. You had mentioned she wanted a couple rooms tiled.
Uh-huh.
We're okay with that carpet tile?
Yeah, because it's just a records room.
Okay.
And our guys can... It can just be the cheap industrial tile and it's...
And let our guys do that part and
yep.
just fit out the carpet and install it.
Yep. Okay. And let's bid that out since we've got a little time.
Okay.
It's not hindering anybody's office. They're in there functioning. It's not like IT where there are four places in the courthouse.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we've got somebody at 3 o'clock, right?
No. We're done.
Well, I had a Renee something or other at 3 o'clock.
Really? I don't have anything at 3 o'clock. I got...
Okay.
No. I got nothing.
Good.
You may have something.
Okay. It was maybe an old machine or something. She got taken off.
Okay.
Ready to recess?
I am ready if you're ready.
Let's recess.
Recess it is.